Especially the members of the public gallery. I'll also commence our meeting by acknowledging the Gumbangia people, who are the traditional custodians of this land. I pay respect to elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to any Aboriginal people present. And before we go any further, I need to remind everyone that this meeting is being webcast, so those in attendance should refrain from making any defamatory statements. If you have a mobile phone with you, could I ask that you turn it to silent, please? And also, before I call for apologies, I would like to introduce our newest member of staff, our new Director of Engineering Services. He's been with us for a week, Mr. David Maloney. So welcome, David. Councillors have obviously previously been introduced, but I'd like to introduce him to the community and formally welcome him not only to council but to our valley, and I hope that you to love the place.
Thank you.
Including our potholes and no. Okay, are there any apologies?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I have three apologies. Councillor Troy Vance, Councillor Sue Jenby, and Manager of Development and Environment, Damien Walsh.
Thank you, and I'd now like to invite Minister Gary White from the Nambucca River Presbyterian Church to come forward and lead us in prayer on behalf of the Nambucca Valley Ministers Association. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and councillors and council staff, and also members of the public. So let us pray together. Father, we thank you that you are God and that we live in a beautiful part of your creation here in the Nambucca Valley. We thank you for the mountains in the west and the rivers and the fertile land, for the clear air and the rolling surf and sandy beaches. Father, we pray for our communities, for the police as they work tirelessly to maintain law and order. We pray for that minority that seek to shortcut hard work and make their way in the world by taking, using and sometimes destroying what others have worked hard for. We ask that through their experiences they may reconsider and discover that life works better with a little that they own rather than much that they take. We pray for Rhonda and the councillors that they may set a good tone in all their work in the council, that they may be active in their wisdom. Give them wisdom in the many decisions that have to be made about facilities and services. Enable them to balance the needs of competing groups and concerns to find a good and working outcome for all. We pray for Bede and for David as they work out just what is involved in their new roles in the council. And Lord, as this meeting gets underway, may the business be dealt with quickly and effectively, that each one may join in this Easter weekend as we celebrate the event in human history that split time in two and to which tacit acknowledgement is made every time we write the date on anything. Father, we commit this group to you, and we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, Minister White. Are there any disclosures of interest?
No, Madam Mayor, there are none.
None for this meeting. Confirmation of the minutes, councillors, from the ordinary meeting of the 14th of March. Moved, Councillor Jones. Seconded, Councillor Buchanan. Are there any corrections to the minutes? None. Those in favour? Against? It's carried. We have no notices of motion, but we do have one delegation tonight. It's in relation to item 10.4. Could I have a motion to bring forward 10.4? Moved, Councillor Jones. Seconded, Councillor Wilson. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? Carried. So, councillors, if you go to page 40, item 10.4 on your business paper, and I'd like to invite Ms. Tamara Williams to come forward and address council.
Good evening, Madam Mayor and councillors. My name's Tamara McWilliam. So if anyone isn't sure who I am, I'm a local business owner and I'm also here representing the Valley Hub tonight. We're just wanted to reiterate where we stand as the Valley Hub in regards to this contract. We've been in discussions with Council for over 12 months about this tourism contract. Due to obviously a lot of changeover in staff, it has been really hard to get one person to discuss this very, very far. We've also been in discussions with the MVTA because being the hub, we've done a lot of walking around town and talking to businesses and talking to community, and it has been brought to our attention that there were sort of a few complaints about how tourism was being handled in the community, and they didn't feel like they were being represented correctly. As the Valley Hub, we had gone to the MBTA as well to offer our help in any way that we could, you know, help them get tourism out there. We've put a lot of time and money into our platform and our infrastructure. We have a brilliant website that's very interactive. We've got our socials that we have a great following on. So we do podcasting, we do newsletters, we do quite a lot as the hub. And, you know, it's an absolute perfect platform to be able to push tourism and then Nambucca Valley a bit further as well. So we did go to the MVTA to offer our help, but we haven't had any luck in negotiating anything with Council or the MBTA to keep this contract going. So really my presence here tonight was to let you know that we are still interested in this contract. We do feel we're in a prime position to be able to move the community forward and really promote the Nambucca Valley. We have got a brilliant platform to do that. Like I said, you know, moving forward, we've been advertising for them at the moment for the community and for businesses, but we like any other organisation, need to be sustainable. And moving forward, that's not really in our sustainability plan to be able to do it. So this contract would help us be sustainable to move tourism forward for the Nambucca Valley. So we just wanted to put our position out there that we are here and we're very open to negotiation with Council to be able to take on a contract. No matter how that looks, we're happy to negotiate to do that as well.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Williams.
Thank
Councillors,
you.
Any questions for Ms. Williams?
Look, could I ask a question maybe of the relevant staff member through you, Madam Mayor? Reading the recommendation, this would allow for negotiations to occur. Am I reading it correctly?
I've just passed it along to the minute taker, but I intend moving a slightly different recommendation. At this point, I just want to know if anyone has questions for Ms. Williams in terms of expanding on or clarification on what she has just presented.
Well, I suppose maybe could I ask?
Sure.
Could we have a bit more sort of depth around what the hub do? I know you've
given
us a brief thing, but what you saw as your what that organisation could bring.
What we could bring to tourism?
Also the information centre, specifically.
The information centre.
Yeah.
That's not something we're looking at to actually man the information centre.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for us at the moment, we were looking more as a advertising and marketing side of it, and that's what we were offering to the MVTA as well, more so than staying and manning into the building.
Okay, well, that might change the wording a little bit of what I've just given the minute taker.
Because, I mean, this has been... Sorry, I'll speak to the motion later.
Mm-hmm. No, it'll stay the same. Sorry, if there are no other questions for Ms. Williams.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for tonight.
Councillors, I'm going to move recommendations 1 and 2 and replace number 3 So I'm moving recommendation 1 and recommendation 2, but an alternate recommendation 3, and that is that Council receive a further report exploring options 2 and 3 and the proposal from the Valley Hub. If I can get a seconder, I'll... Seconded Councillor Angel. I think Councillor Jones has just expressed it. Obviously, there has been some discussion, as Ms. McWilliams just referred to, but perhaps a little more information, and then staff can speak to the Valley Hub and get a better picture of what they're proposing, that we get a report on that we also look at the other options that were listed in the business paper in terms of where to with the actual physical building after 30th of June. So this would keep everything operational and funded in the current budget. That's the purpose. So.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Look, if I could speak probably for your amended motion. One of the things that strikes me about this in particular is that this has been a conversation this council's had over the last 8 years, and I remember many meetings ago mentioning that the best use of a building is what it's built for. And if this was to be lost from this particular role or function, it would be almost impossible to replace it. So I'm acutely aware and would be an advocate for, in some form, shape or other. I mean, council did operate the building many, many years ago with a staff member who was a fraction of a staff member, but was a staff member nonetheless, that ran the volunteer centre, coordinated the volunteers and basically made it run. Now, I was an advocate back then for that to remain. We went down a different path, but I'd just like to say that I would like to see it remain, and if necessary, I'd like to see maybe in cooperation with other groups that function could maybe be revisited, or that sort of that sense of because there are a lot of people who come to this valley who use it, and I think, you know, I'm not a big app person myself, and there are a large percentage of the population who still want to go to a physical tourist information centre. It's in a good location. It's a purpose-built building. So I just want to add that.
Okay, thank you. Well, that's essentially what I'm suggesting, that we have a look at all of the possible options. Is a visitor information centre in its current location the best way to promote the valley? I'm well aware that we've got two issues in tourism. One is getting people off the highway into the valley, and sometimes obviously they don't see the VIC, the Visitor Information Centre, until they've already made that choice and that decision. So one part of bringing visitors to the valley or promoting the valley is getting them here in the first place. But I also agree with Councillor Jones's comments that once people are here, they like to have that point of contact, and especially local people face to face who can tell them more about what there is to see and do in the valley. So I think it's just timely that we have a look at all of the different, obviously we've got limited funds, a lot of the different options. And the other thing that I'm particularly interested in is that it appears, and again Councillor Jones alluded to this, that there might be the possibility of several organisations who have particular expertise in specific areas, perhaps working together. And I'm assuming from her presentation that Ms. Williams is focusing on that that marketing ability that the Valley Hub Group has. So that's, yeah. So it's not really asking councils to commit to anything at the moment, and that's the whole point of a further report. So is there any other discussion?
Need a seconder, or what's the...
It was seconded. Councillor Angel seconded it.
Thank you.
It's not an amendment, it's the motion. Okay, if there's no other discussion, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Against? It's carried. You, and we go back to page 16, item 9.1, as there are no questions with notice or for closed.
I'll move this one.
Moved, no. Councillor Angel.
Okay, I'll second.
Seconded, Councillor Wilson. Any discussion? No discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 30, item 9.2.
I'll move that.
Moved Councillor Wilson. Seconded Councillor Buchanan. Any discussion? This is one where...
Hey.
If we just resolve that we actually seek the nominations, then I'm going to ask for nominations and then we'll have to have a separate resolution. So, do I have a mover and seconder for the... Yes, we have. Is there any discussion on whether we seek the nominations? None. Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Now, based on that, I'm going to ask, are there any volunteers or any nominations? We need to put forward two names for being the actual council representative on the board, and we need someone as two more names as the deputy.
Currently, I'm the only deputy at the moment.
Are you prepared to be considered?
I am, but I understand it, they're all going to have to be re-elected after the new...
That is the case, that it's unfortunate that the Gargawongan board elections are being held now, because this is for a councillor. These two positions are to be councillors. So obviously, if there is a change in councillors after the September local government elections. So essentially at this point, you would be... Well, depending on whether you re-stand for a election or are elected, this is a 4-year term as well, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, so this is a 4-year term too.
Could I ask, Madam, it might be in here, I mean, this is more of an organisational thing. Do we know when they meet? How often? Set date or time? Or
next meeting is next month, towards the end of the month.
Yeah. Not a set day on a set week of a set month? Or
it was supposed to be this month, but in light of... events, it's been pushed back. Yeah, or well, not only there's been a few around the area. So, the meeting's been pushed back a bit. so council has received notification that the members are supposed to be nominated, but that was for the time frame that already had been changed in light of the passing of certain elders. We're kind of a little bit ahead of the ball now that's been pushed back.
Could I maybe suggest, Madam Mayor, we defer for 2 weeks? Is that possible? Is this...
Well, I think that they need these nominations as a fairly lengthy... I'm just going on what's happened in the past. We nominate, but I think there's a fairly lengthy process of considering... I think the board has to consider the nominations and the suitability in their view of those nominees. I think the department has to as well, and I've got a feeling it might even require the minister to sign off.
Yeah.
Can you enlighten us there, Councillor Buchanan?
Yes, Madam Mayor. At this point in time, what is happening is the overall nomination of the entire board. So I will step out of my position as deputy chair, and then my position as the representative will be back open to anyone. So the same thing's happening for the council member. So the entire board is...
So it's an election for the entire board.
Yes.
Now you're already a member of the board, but yes, not as a representative of this council.
No.
So
that's correct.
This is about...
Council representative, yes.
I guess without...
And Trevor was elected man, and I was his deputy.
Yes. Councillor Trevor was our councillor representative and Councillor Wilson was the deputy, and I think that because Councillor Trevor was always in attendance, I don't think Councillor Wilson... But we're actually... Yeah.
Can I add a bit more, sorry?
Sorry?
Can I add a bit more, sorry?
Yes, by all means.
Yes, the nominations are being sought at the moment because as it is the entire board renewal, what has to happen is that the nominations have to go, like the Mayor said, all the way through the process up to the Minister, and the Minister will consider the nominations and then decide whether the nominations are acceptable, which may mean that some of them might come back for a round two. So that's why, you know, it's happening now rather than 3 months' time.
Councillor Angel.
Are you re-nominating for the board, Councillor?
I wasn't quite sure if it was diplomatic to ask him that, but
otherwise I'd like to
thank
nominate
you, Councillor Angel, for doing it for me.
I would like to go back in as in the current position I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah. So just so you're aware, I guess through the Mayor, Councillor Angel, in my position, I am a family representative on the board as traditional owner, and that actually gives me a little bit more say than if I was a council representative.
Yeah, okay.
And that means I have to be nominated by my family and the people that represent my family. So, I'd like to be able to stay in that position if I can, which kind of puts us in the awkward situation again of having to nominate someone else. So,
councillors, the general manager has just pointed out to me that we need to have our nominations to the department, or to, I think it's the National Parks and Wildlife Services, by the 17th of May. That does allow us to defer it, and then, I'll move that we defer nominations. Oh no, this is a separate motion, sorry. I'll move that we defer nominations to the Gargawongan National Park Board of Management to the next council meeting, and in the interim, seek details of meeting times and frequency. Would that get us?
I would have just suggested a slight change.
Yeah, I'm happy to have a slight change. I'm flying by the seat of my pants here.
So I would have suggested a slight change to the original and just said that council seek nominations to be considered at our next meeting. And so then we would nominate the person or the two persons between now and the next meeting, possibly by email or whatever, nominate particular people and then that be considered in the discussion.
Okay, well, we've already dealt with the motion that we seek them, so I'm actually amending. But this one is an amendment.
Okay.
Hang on, I have to think about this.
Council call for nominations prior to the next meeting.
We've already said we're going to seek the nominations. Right. I'm just thinking of the minute taker. So it's not an amendment anymore. Must apologise and point out to the public gallery that this is the first time that Suzanne, who is a relatively new employee, has been on her own as the minute taker, so I am making her life very difficult.
No pressure. No pressure. Council consider the nominations. That's next meeting.
Now, I've just got to word it that we get the, because obviously councillors want to know how often and what time, you know, are they nighttime meetings, all day meetings, because councillors have work commitments.
Saturdays.
Probably that's
okay.
currently there Saturday.
But we've just got that we seek nominations. That council staff seek advice and notify all councillors of the details of meeting times and frequency and any interested councillor forward their name prior to the next council meeting council endorsement. Would that, does that kind of cover everything? It's still got to be a decision of the council.
Support that one.
Seconded, Councillor Buchanan. Thank you. If there's no discussion, those in favour? Against, it's carried. So I'm assuming that means someone will contact National Parks, find out those details, an email will go to all councillors, and at the next meeting, need some volunteers or... Thank you. Page 32, item 10.1.
This, Madam Mayor.
Fifth, Councillor Angel. Seconded, Councillor Wilson. Is there any discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 38, item 10.2. Fifth, Councillor Angel. Seconded, Councillor Buchanan. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 40, item 10.3. Sorry, moved, Councillor Jones.
I'll second that.
I was trying to work out what the nodding was. Seconded, Councillor Angel. It's open for discussion. Now, this is the land acquisition policy that we deferred last time, and councillors, I think I emailed some comments, and I note now that they have been corrected. One of the particular reasons was, as you're aware, we have a separate policy for the sale of land for unpaid rates, which does involve public auction, and there's... It didn't make sense to me that there's a process at a public auction under that policy that is different to this one, and I think it actually increases the transparency of the whole process. So, but anyway, I note that the matters that I raised and copied to councillors have been, it's been altered to reflect those things. So if no one else has any... Okay, I did have one question though. I note that with a number of our policies, we have a policy and then a procedure that matches the policy, but on the website, we only place the policy there. There's been a couple of things that, as a councillor, I've gone to have a look at, and the policy refers to the procedure, but then, so is there any reason why we couldn't also have the procedure on the website?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'll refer that to the Director of Corporate Services.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We actually have a policy called a procedures and policy framework policy, policy on policies, and that actually specifies that it's policies that go on the council website and not procedures. Procedures tend to be internally focused. We can, there's no reason that policy could not be amended to allow for procedures to be published.
Well, seeing as the item on the agenda relates to policy, I'm going to foreshadow a motion after we've dealt with this one. So we'll just deal with this one for the time being. So if there was no other discussion on, sorry, the foreshadowed motion, I have to tell you what it is that when staffing resources permit, council review the, what's the name?
I think it's called the Policy and Procedures Framework Policy.
That. Thank you. So I'm going to put the motion, those in favour, against, it's carried. Now I will move the foreshadowed motion, if I can get a seconder.
We haven't quite got it all yet.
Sorry, yeah.
I'm happy to second it, Madam Mayor.
Seconded Councillor Jones, and now I'll speak to it. The obvious reason is that, and I will openly admit that I haven't checked all of the procedures against the policies, but the ones that I've read recently, I see no reason why the procedure should not be publicly available. I can't really see anything, but I'm not sure, so that would give the staff the opportunity to say that, you know, if there are things that are included in procedures that should not be publicly available for commercial reasons, as in some of these policies relate to doing business. I do understand that might be the case. I just personally found it frustrating. I'll give you a classic example. The drug and alcohol policy for councillors refers to the procedure. But if you're a councillor and you want to know what you can and can't do, or it's not available. But anyway. And obviously when time permits, I don't think it's a matter of urgency. Even that our governance and finance staff are up to their eyeballs in budgets at the moment. So is there any discussion?
Well, we just haven't quite captured it, Madam
Mayor. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I'm working on it.
Yeah, council review. When staffing resources permit, council review the policy and procedures framework policy. That's what it's called, I got
correct.
That right?
Correct.
Thank you. That's the motion. It's been moved and seconded. If there's no other discussion, I'm going to put it. Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 46, item 10.5.
I'll move this one, Madam Mayor.
Moved Councillor Angel. Seconded Councillor Wilson. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 48, item 10.6. Moved Councillor Jones, seconded Councillor Buchanan. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? Carried. Page 49, item 11.1.
I'll move this, Madam Mayor.
Moved Councillor Angel, seconded Councillor Buchanan. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? Carried. Page 51, item 11.2. Moved Councillor Wilson, seconded Councillor Buchanan. Any discussion?
Well, just one on this one,
Councillor
Madam
Angel.
We've got DA number, it's probably through the GM. We don't have Mr. Walsh here. You could take it on notice. The DA 2023/291, it's been date of receipt from the 24th of October. We've got 5 months now. Is this legal advice from the applicant, or is it for council seeking legal advice? Because 5 months is a long time to have a DA sitting there. And it seems to be the status has been sitting the same for quite some time.
I actually inquired about this one for the same reason during the week.
Yeah.
And it's quite complex. I understand it relates to a series of old rights of carriageway and rights of access that require not just legal advice, but trying to search back through gazettals that go back a long, long time. And that's where I understand that the delay is. So Mr. Walsh can't further process the DA until there's certainty about what is being claimed as a legal access. That's what it relates to. But it's the land titles and old record searches that, it, as I understand it, is proving quite problematic. I'm sure that once Mr. Walsh is back from leave, that if there's any further information, we'll be able to provide it. Any other questions on this item? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 53, item 11.3.
Yeah, move this one in there.
Moved Councillor Angel. Seconded Councillor Wilson. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 55, item 11.4.
Yep.
Moved Councillor Buchanan. Seconded Councillor Wilson. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? Carried. There are no late reports from engineering, so could I have a motion to go to closed meeting? Moved Councillor Buchanan. Seconded Councillor Angel. There are no public representations regarding going to close.
No, Madam Mayor.
Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Councillors will now resume in open meeting, and I'll ask the General Manager to read the resolutions made in closed.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. During closed meeting, Council resolved on item 12.1 that Council accept the tender submitted by Level Projects Pty Ltd at a combined price of $2,103,040.25, including GST, as per the Local Government General Regulations 2021, Section 178.1A. And that was in with regard to the Rural Fire Service tenders, RFT Valor and Newey Creek building projects. In item 12.2, the tender for the provision of security services, Council resolved to decline to accept any of the tender submissions as per the Local Government General Regulation 2021 Section 178.1B and cancel the proposal for the contract as per Local Government General Regulations 2021 Section 178.3A for Tender 7/2023 for the provision of security services due to A, MME Security, who was previously approved successful tenderer, rejecting the tender offer on the basis that they now do not have the capacity to take on the tender, and B, the price difference between the first place tenderer and second place tenderer. The third item regarding the land acquisition disposal, Lower Buckra Bendini Road, at Council approved the agreement for land exchange as detailed in the attached document, being acquisition of 236.6 square metres from lot 11 DP1287883 Lower Buckra Bendini Road in exchange for 236.7 square metres of dedicated road reserve to be closed and transferred to lot 1 DP1263688 Lower Buckra Bendini Road in full and adequate compensation pursuant to clause 3771H of the Local Government Act 1993. And the final matter was item 12.4, matters regarding realised or potential losses. Council resolved that council note the information concerning incidents where there is a realised or potential loss of funds and or reputation. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Spanagle, and there being no further business, I'll thank everyone for their attendance and their courtesy and declare the meeting closed.